New Zealand-based home renovation company, 6,593% ROAS. Sydney-based solar company, 2,700% ROAS. Hunter region-based bathroom renovation company, 5,616% ROAS. Melbourne-based building company, 13,182% return on ad spend. Adelaide-based solar company, 2,881% return on ad spend. Guys, the list goes on and on. If you're a trade-based business and you work with projects like roofing, solar, bathroom renovations, kitchen renovations, anything like that, head across to tradie.wiki/pod for podcast. tradie.wiki/pod for podcast. Book in a conversation. It is game changing.
You're joining us on part one of the flat rate pricing series I'm conducting with Steve from Plumbing Profits. This episode, we're talking about some of the myths that are associated with flat rate pricing. In following episodes, we're going to be talking about the pros and cons, and then we're going to be talking about what type of business actually suit the flat rate model. So enjoy part one and stay tuned for the following.
Giving tradies and contractors around the globe the tools to run a modern business. You're listening to Toolbox Talks from the Site Shed. Now here's your host, Matt Jones.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to Toolbox Talks. My name is Matt Jones, and you're joining us today in part one of the flat rate pricing series I'm conducting with Steve Piper from Plumbing Profits. Steve, welcome to the microphone.
G'day, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Mate, it's we've had a couple of inquiries about flat rate pricing, and to be honest, I haven't really, had the right person that I'd like to bring on the show to talk about it. So I appreciate you coming on the show, and hopefully we can dispel a few myths that are tied into flat rate pricing and maybe sort of ascertain or help our listeners ascertain whether or not it's a good model for their business. I might just start with maybe a little bit of background as to you and how you got into it. I know you're located on the Northern Beaches in Sydney here. Do you just want to tell a little bit about your journey and how you ended up at Plumbing Profits?
Well, I had my own plumbing business, the Pied Plumber, for probably 20 years.
Oh, you're the Pied Plumber.
Yeah, but I did sell that close to 2 years ago.
Lovely.
And basically I came into flat rating, I guess. I tried it out in a minor way with a bit of a spreadsheet. Back in 2003, mm-hmm. It was. Basically just I was having trouble including my apprentice's time on a certain small maintenance jobs that people didn't want to pay for two people, even though it would make that job faster, the customers weren't really seeing the value in it.
Okay.
So therefore I started adding the apprentice's time into the job costs and just quoting the job.
Yep.
And everybody said yes.
Okay.
And not only that were they saying yes, they were actually happier than I was getting better feedback than I was when I was charging them by the hour.
Yeah.
So that's basically where it started. And then in 2005, I ended up buying a set of books. And after that, a few years after that, I ended up customizing and making my own books to suit that were easier to use and that I found that were better suited to my business.
Yeah, nice. So, we've broken this series down into three episodes. We typically follow that format just so we can deliver a single message per episode. The first episode, we're going to talk about the flat rate pricing myths. In the second episode, we're going to be talking about the pros and cons of flat rate pricing. And then in the third episode, we're going to be talking about what type of business actually suits flat rate pricing. So, I mean, a lot of the listeners out there, you know, especially the ones that have been emailing in asking for me to do a series on this, have been trying to figure out whether flat rate pricing is suitable for them. And I suppose, the reality is there are a lot of misconceptions out there. So I'm looking forward to, getting to the bottom of that and getting the truth out there.
yeah. Happy to help.
All right, cool. Well, let's dive into the first episode. So the flat rate pricing myths, I've had mixed experience with flat rate in the past, and I know a lot of the listeners out there have. There's probably a lot of listeners out there that are going to be thinking, oh, great, this is going to go one or two ways. So, I mean, I've had good and bad experiences with it. I find very often the bad experiences come as a result of people taking advantage of an opportunity. But why don't we scale it back a little bit? I mean, what really is the difference between, let's say, flat rate pricing model and quoting or bidding?
The only real thing that's really different, I think, is that instead of quoting the jobs that you're asked to quote, which, you know, tend to be the larger jobs that the customer wants to quote on before you start, is we quote all jobs.
Okay.
Yeah, using a system, so it's a predictable quoting system. So we're not having one plumber charge one price for a job and another plumber doing this, a similar job at a way different price.
Okay. And so why would I consider flat rate pricing? I mean, if I've been out there doing charge for years and years, why would I all of a sudden, you know, want to consider changing that model to flat rate?
To start with, really, I think it's about being, the longer you're in your job, you do get faster at it. You diagnose problems faster, you get them done faster, especially the more organized you get. And on a do and charge system, you're actually penalizing yourself. You know, the faster you get, the less money you're actually charging per task, and therefore you're going to need more tasks during the day to make the same money you used to make.
Gotcha.
That's one of the main reasons. Yeah, it's...
That's interesting, actually. I never really thought of it like that, of course, because, yeah, I mean, as you get better and better at what you do, you know, I suppose the idea is to do it quicker, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so you've got, you know, maybe some new plumbers move into the market that, you know, they've just got their license and they're not quite as organized. You know, they know what they're doing, but they may not be as fast as a guy who's been doing it for 10 or 20 years.
Yeah.
And so they're actually, it's quite possible they're making more money out of the same hourly rate as the more experienced guy.
Yeah, okay. I suppose that raises another question, you know, is the customer really in a better situation with flat rate pricing?
Well, when you go to a job, you get called in for the problem, after you've normally looked at it, diagnosed it, normally the first question they ask is, okay, well, that's what I need to do. How much is that going to cost?
Mm-hmm.
So you can either stand there and go, oh, well, I've been here for this long and plus I'm going to be, you know, here for another length of time and I charge X dollars an hour plus parts, plus tax, plus mm-hmm. materials. Or you can just go, or you can just quote it.
Yep.
Out of the book, so they know straight away, and there's no mystery to what that end product's going to cost.
So when we're talking flat rate pricing, I mean, say for example, can you flat rate price something like a block drain?
I didn't. I know some companies that do. I found the block drains were a bit unpredictable.
Right.
So I preferred to do those by a time base.
Yep.
Other than only the clearing side of it, though, if there needed to be any repairs or whatever, that was always quoted.
So I suppose if you know, there are certain things or certain tasks that would not be applicable to the flat rate model, or if they are, they would need some sort of terms and conditions around them.
Yeah, they would. That was the only one I really found.
Yeah.
Everything else can be broken down. I think a lot of the thing is people think they need to give an exact quote for the whole thing, that everything that could possibly go wrong, and that's not necessarily the case. Like, you're pretty much breaking a larger job down into individual tasks, and that's how you build the quote. So if it's, say, finding a water leak or something, your first task may be, you know, to do a location or a pressure test or something like that.
Right. Okay, I get you. So would you be then, is the idea to then present the customer with a series of tasks that you need to do? So locate it, pressure test the line, chop the wall to find the pipe, replace the pipe. Is that what we're talking about here, like a whole bunch of different tasks?
Yeah, well, as we know in plumbing repairs, sometimes, you know, what starts off to be one way can deviate and turn into a different type of job. So by quoting each task, the customer is always in control. They always know how much money they're spending that they have to spend before they agree to it. Instead of, you know, a plumber maybe been working away trying to solve this job for 5 hours and they've been told, you know, let's pluck a figure out of the air, $80 an hour. But the customer's adding that time up in their head, but they're not really adding up the materials or the equipment use or anything. So there's quite often that bill shock by the time they get to the end of the job.
Yeah, right. Okay, so is that how it works with flat rate? So basically you would show up to a job. Well, okay, let's go right back to the initial call. So say somebody calls you and they say, "Steve, I've got a flat rate. I've got a burst pipe or I've got a water leak." You take the call. What would typically be the scenario around, like, from basically where you engage that phone call? Call out charge?
Basically it's, yeah, that, you know, I would recommend some sort of a call out charge, even if it's just a qualifier. And then once you get to the job, you can price the job before you start.
Okay, cool. And when you're pricing the job, so say it's a water leak, obviously you can't look at a water leak and figure out where it's coming from in most cases. So you would be pricing there, say in this example, it might be like water testing or something.
Well, you know, they may, you may charge a, you'd have a bit of investigation fee. You may say investigate to start with, do some, you know, who knows? It's, there's so many variables in that type of job.
Yeah.
You may have to, you know, crawl under the house, or, you know, you may have to do a pressure test, or any of those sorts of things. But let's say take something else. Say it's a kitchen mixer tap that's leaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just investigate to see what it is, make some suggestions. Maybe the customer asks some questions, whether they're happy with that tap, whether, you know, how long it's been leaking for, and they may be better with a repair or a replacement.
Right.
Basically just finding out what the customer actually wants to do before, instead of just assuming that they want to just a Band-Aid repair or just to fix it.
Okay. So with flat rate, you can basically present them with a series of options and they can choose. Is that the idea?
Yeah, I try and empower the customer to actually make their own decision rather than just doing what the plumber walks in and decides to do.
So over the years, I've heard, you know, various takes on flat rate pricing, and one of them is, well, it's a great way for the tradesperson to, I suppose, include all of their, you know, fees and overheads and all this stuff into the price in order to get the customer to basically cover those overheads. Is that really what it's about?
In some ways, yes, but generally that's supposed to be covered in your hourly rate. But the problem is that the hourly rate in most areas, in most, you know, the going rate, which, you know, that's another story, but I've never been able, and no one's ever been able to show me how that ever got worked out to be a profitable rate. But anyway, is basically that is supposed to cover all your overheads plus, you know, and your wages and plus an amount for a profit.
Yeah.
But the problem is every time you go to a job, most people you work for have a job and they're getting paid an hourly rate that's a lot less than even the cheapest going rate, you know, in your area.
Yeah, okay.
So they're always comparing what they get paid to what you're charging, and it always sounds too much.
Yeah.
Let's face it, plumbers don't have a reputation for being cheap no matter how much they charge.
Yeah. Okay. Because I know, like, that is, I suppose, I mean, that's always going to be, an argument, isn't it, from the customer's point of view. It's, well, okay, hang on, you're charging me $350 to replace this inlet valve in my system. I can go down to Bunnings and buy the same thing for $70.
Yeah.
And your hourly rate is whatever it is, you add them up, and then how do you get to that figure?
As a flat rate or just as a
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, I mean, that was my experience with, you know, with some customers. You know, they would, if they went and did all the maths and figured it out, they couldn't understand how you get to that figure with flat rate.
Yeah, well, I guess that depends. And that's the thing. There is some people who have such high, because it is so powerful, I guess, quoting a job rather than breaking it down into materials and labor, there is some people use it, I guess you could say, for evil and add way more overhead or profit in there than, you know, than maybe necessary, or some people may deem as ethical. But everybody's running their own business, and you shouldn't be too worried about what everybody else is charging, in my opinion. You should be charging enough for what your business needs to be profitable.
Yeah.
And regardless of whether that is more or less than Joe Blow down the road, because he doesn't own your business.
Are you supposed to, with flat rate, quote jobs, you know, and buffer in those ones that potentially may go, you know, you may go wrong, or ones you may miss with flat rate? Like, for example, you know, you might have within your flat rate pricing, you know, you might allow an hour and a half to repair two or three, or, you know, three sets of taps in a house, like, or sorry, replace washers or whatever. Say, for example, one blows out and you end up spending 6 hours there. Do you, is it designed to buffer in, you know, those scenarios?
Look, I don't know. I guess to a certain extent, but generally the hourly rate allowed in your task would be more than what you're currently charging by the hour, yeah.
Yeah.
Not necessarily just to allow for a buffer, but just because most hourly rates aren't actually high enough. But in general, most tasks are basically set up.
Yeah.
Obviously, I can't speak for all businesses, because businesses are in charge of putting whatever prices they want into their own book.
Yeah.
But generally, it's set up for the time it would take the average plumber to do that task.
Yeah.
Okay. In a reasonable time, and that's how you do it. And you may lose occasionally. That's quoting, I guess.
Yeah, okay. How do you train your technicians with flat rate pricing? Because I've been in scenarios where it's sort of opened up opportunities or windows of opportunities where technicians can take advantage in the space of, you know, cross-selling and upselling. And not that's always a bad thing, but it can be a bad thing.
Yeah, if it's something that's, if you're trying to talk the customer into doing something that really doesn't need to be done, or you're trying to pressure the customer into doing something by saying, well, if you don't, you know, replace this drain right now, you know, you're not going to be able to use your toilet, blah, 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 and it's going to be the end of the world, then that's not a good thing. But if you're going to, using the tap example, if that tap, you know, quite old and yes, it's leaking, but it's all scratched and it's, it's a bit stiff to turn, then are you really doing your customer any favors by just fixing it? Without at least offering, hey, you know, I can fix it, which might only give you, I don't know, a 3-month warranty, or I can replace it for this tap for only X dollars more and you'll get a 5-year or a 7-year warranty.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose what I'm trying to ask you about is, you know, the scenarios where, you know, you're incentivizing your technicians to potentially sell or cross-sell using the flat rate model. And so they might be in a scenario where, you know, they go to do a tap washer and then, you know, they end up trying to sell the customer a hot water heater or something. As an example, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
There must be strict, I mean, in your experience with training technicians, obviously there's right and wrong ways to go about doing it. Well, especially within, you know, different markets. I mean, I know a lot of the American markets. I've been in a lot of these American training programs over the years, and they do have a different way of selling. I feel like the Australian market is a little more, I suppose, dubious towards that kind of approach.
Yeah, yeah. I guess either way, like whether you're charging by the hour or by the job, you could, you know, if you're not ethical, you can try and talk the customers into doing things that they don't need to do. I don't think it's the way it's charged, but yeah, you do have to. In some ways, it's easier to keep tabs on it because if they're not pricing the jobs out of the book,
yeah,
then you've got a problem.
Yeah,
and you know, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't have problems with the occasional technician who thought it would be good to do charge for things that I didn't think was ethical. So you know, I would send their money back.
Yeah. So what about warranties and guarantees in relation to flat rate? Like, how does that typically work? Is it product specific, task specific?
Generally task specific.
Yeah. So if you were to say, for example, like you just said, you know, replacing taps or something like that, your flat rate model would have some sort of guarantee within that, like specific to that task. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's up for the individual business. Yeah. Depending on what you want to allow for. But I guess for an example, if you get customers that are buying, you know, going to the budget hardware store and bringing back a tap that's worth $25 and they want you to install it, then, you know, if something goes wrong with that tap, they're going to have to call someone back, maybe yourself, to come back and pull it out, and then they're going to have to take it back and get, you know, get refunded and then bring it back and have someone put it in, where, you know, you may want to, you know, offer a better tap that has a 5-year replacement warranty. So if they ever have problems with that tap, you'll actually come back and replace the whole tap at no hassle to the customer.
Do you have to spend thousands on getting a flat rate price set up?
Do you have to?
Yeah. I mean, like, my experience is there's a lot of companies out there that charge so much for these books and these programs. I mean, what's your experience with them? Are they all like really expensive or hard sort of expensive barrier of entry?
My personal view is it's more expensive not to have them.
Yeah.
That's my personal view. But it is, look, it's much cheaper now than it was.
Yeah.
It's like any tool or program, I guess, you buy for your business. It's how much time are you saving and how much money is it going to make you?
Yeah, like, exactly.
That's really what it comes down to. And it's a way of, another way of systemizing your business. You've got descriptions for the jobs you're going to do. So you're not having, you know, your plumber write ripped out hottie, you know, because it was stuffed. You
know, for our American listeners, that means hot water heater.
But, you know, I'm sure we've all seen these sorts of job cards or whatever written at some stage. And I'm sure I did them myself in the early days. but, yeah, it's that. at least you've got the ready-made description. These days with your other program that you can use, it's just basically clicking on we've done one of those, we've done one of those, we've done one of those, and all the writing's done. It's added up for you, and it's ready to invoice. Well, it is invoice.
What would you say would be the biggest myth going around in regard to flat rate pricing?
A, that it's a rip-off and you're only doing it to gouge customers. Like, I really disagree with that. The customers have never been so empowered. When you give someone an hourly rate and try and, you know, put it in perspective into when you go and buy something, like when you go and purchase something and someone says that they're going to charge X dollars an hour, like, do you want to at least know how long it's going to take, or you basically want to know a quote? I'd much rather have a quote than just be going, yeah, no worries, you go for it, mate. Just whatever it comes out to, you just let me know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's almost like giving someone an open checkbook.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to know what the end deal's going to be.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that works out to be good for your cash flow, and because you can actually get paid on the spot because the customer already knows what's going to cost them before you get to the end. And, yeah, so there's no surprises. They're ready to go with the payment. They're not having to wait for you.
Yep. No, I'm loving this movement as well over the last 5-10 years where, you know, tradespeople are actually taking payment on site after they do the job. I don't know why, for some reason, you know, there was this you don't go to Woolworths and then, you know, wait for them to invoice you, you know, or you don't go to the supermarket, buy some stuff and wait for them to invoice you. Yet for some reason, for so long, trades were doing that.
It'd be great if you did, but they won't let you. You're right. And it's
the amount of energy and time and, you know, I suppose indirect costs that's associated with chasing up, you know, bills and leads and outstanding invoices and all this kind of stuff is basically null and void now with a lot of these, you know, modern day payment gateways, which I'm guessing tie into, you know, systems similar to the one or exactly like the one you guys implement.
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest, it's never been easier to collect payment.
No, never.
But you're right. The amount of hours it takes chasing up invoices, and that's another good point. Actually, the value of your service fast diminishes after the job is completed.
Yeah.
So you get there. They don't care about price, and they got poo running everywhere. just whatever. Yeah. Just solve it. Get it done. But then, sometimes afterwards, and I've had problems on after hours calls especially. And then they go, oh well, how do you justify this? It's like they didn't care 5 minutes ago or an hour ago, and now all of a sudden it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So we like to get, especially when you're waiting to the end to invoice them. So.
No worries. No, it's good, mate. Well, look, I think we're pretty much at the end of this episode. I just wanted to dispel some of those myths and get your take on it from someone that's, you know, worked in both sides of it. So thanks for that. Is there anything you want to add?
Yeah, just one thing with the, you know, why you would do it or
we're getting into the pros and cons of flat rate pricing in the next episode. So,
okay. Yeah. I'll just leave it there then.
Yeah. All right. Sweet as. All right. Well, thanks for that, mate. Listeners, we'll come back in the following episode and we're going to talk about the pros and cons. So stay tuned for that one.
Okay. Thanks. See you then.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Toolbox Talks. If you're liking what you hear, then you can head across to thesiteshed.com where you can join our community by signing up to our Toolbox Talks. You'll get sent a weekly notification, which is basically a highlight of everything that we've spoken about during that week, along with any other industry news that may be relevant or specific to the trades. If you're enjoying the show, you can head across to iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, where you can leave us a review. That would be fantastic, and all the reviews get read out in the show. Likewise, if you have any friends or colleagues that you think would benefit from the show and the episodes that we create, then please go ahead and share it with them. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I hope you enjoyed that podcast. Please, if you did, head across to iTunes and leave us a review. We would very much appreciate that. Anyway, if you are a project-based trade business and you work in solar or bathroom renovations or kitchen renovations or roofing or something along those lines, and you would like to see some of the results that we've been showcasing in our marketing on for your business, thousands of percent return on ad spend, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 7,000, 13,000% return on ad spend, please head across to tradie.wiki/pod for podcast. That's tradie.wiki/pod for podcast. It will be well worth the conversation, and I can't wait to chat with you. Ciao.